Questions number 1 and 2.
Thank you for your presentation, Professor Johnson. You spoke about how one boy improved his focus and attention through video games.
Right. Playing video games can make people less distracted. Furthermore, virtual reality games have been known to have positive effects on mental health.
Okay. Now, it's time to ask our audience for their comments. Anyone? Yes, you, sir.
Hi, I'm Bill. All my friends love video games, but I think they make too clear a distinction between allies and enemies. You know, us versus them. I'm afraid gaming can contribute to violent crimes. Do you agree?
Actually, research suggests otherwise. Many studies have denied the direct link between gaming and violence.
They have? I'm not convinced.
Don't make video games responsible for everything. In fact, as I said, doctors are succeeding in treating patients with mental issues using virtual reality games.
Anyone else? Yes, please.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, good. I'm Karen from Detroit. So, how about esports?
What are esports, Karen?
They're video game competitions. My cousin made a bunch of money playing esports in Germany. They're often held in large stadiums, with spectators and judges, and big awards, like a real sport. In fact, the Olympics may include esports as a new event.
Esports. Professor?
Uh-huh. There are even professional leagues, similar to Major League Baseball. Well, esports businesses are growing. However, esports players may suffer from health problems.
I see. That's something to consider. But right now, let's hear from another person.